Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest is author Jackson Pierce. She has just finished a book called Fathomless. Hello, Jackson.
Hi.
So this is about a young lady, or maybe not a young lady anymore. Tell me about your character.
Fathomless is a retelling of The Little Mermaid, and I really wanted to get back to Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid, which is a much darker and more mysterious story. So one of my characters, her name is Lo, and she's sort of this creature of the water. She doesn't quite want to call herself a mermaid because she knows she's something much darker than that. And she has these fleeting memories of back when she was a human, and she can't quite connect with her human life. So,
what makes you connect with this type of story?
One thing that's really wonderful about fairy tales is most people can't tell you exactly where they first heard a fairy tale. They're just ingrained in our head. I say that they're the glitter of literature because they're just all over you and you don't know where it came from.
And you can't get them off.
Yeah, and you can't get it off no matter how many showers you take. I think that fairy tales are like, they're so just sort of a part of our culture and our, you know, our upbringing in a way. And it's really amazing and sort of fun to tap into that part of people's minds and to sort of become part of the story in their head that they've already got from their childhood.
You introduced a character named Celia. What is her role?
In the original Little Mermaid, there's this girl called the Temple Princess. And the Temple Princess is the girl that the prince actually falls in love with and leaves the Little Mermaid for. Because in the non-Disney version, he chooses the other girl. And it's a sad story. The Little Mermaid dissolves into seafoam and the prince and the Temple Princess run off together and are very happy and very much in love. And I thought it was very unfair that the Temple Princess never really got her opportunity sort of to be herself and to be her own character and to have her own love story, which, you know, she really does. She has this romantic relationship with the prince, and the Little Mermaid's the homewrecker that comes in here with her fishtail and messes with things. So I wanted to tell her point of view a little bit.
I'm getting the impression when you watch the movie The Little Mermaid, you're looking at a whole different way, kind of a skewed way. I mean, yeah. What's going through your mind when you're watching that movie?
You know, I love the Little Mermaid, actually, the Disney version. I adore it. I spent most of my childhood getting way down in pools and then busting out and throwing my hair back like she does in that one scene. And as did everybody my age, I think. And I love that movie, but I do wish that people knew about this really equally beautiful, amazing, intriguing Hans Christian Andersen version. And so it was really interesting writing this book, knowing that I was writing to an audience that had mostly seen the movie, and yet also wanting to make sure that I was writing a retelling of the book itself. So,
what is the age range you write for?
I think in this book specifically, it's 15 and up. I have readers as young as 10, honestly, and then I have readers as old as, you know, I don't even know, actually, as old as. I get letters from people of all ages, but officially it's 15 and up.
And why do you like writing for that audience?
For young adults?
Yeah.
I don't really intend to write for young adults. It just sort of happens. That said, I think that being a young adult and being a teenager is a really wonderful experience and a beautiful experience in that it is the first time you're experiencing so many things, and so everything is bigger and louder and brighter and more painful and more beautiful, and it's sort of such an amazing time to tap into and to have your characters experience, and also everyone has gone through it, and it makes it very, very universal.
As with real life, there's so many ways the story can move, so many storylines. Is there going to be a follow-up here?
Well, there's a whole series of fairy tale retellings. It started with Sisters Red, which is a retelling of Little Red Riding Hood, and then Sweetly, which is a retelling of Hansel and Gretel. Fathomless is a retelling of Little Mermaid, and I'm hoping to do some more in the future. There's so much source material. You know, there's a never-ending collection of source material.
Okay, what are you thinking? Give me one or two you're thinking about.
I'd love to do a retelling of The Snow Queen, actually, which is another Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale. It's really, really interesting. It's kind of a road trip story fairy tale. So I really, really love that one. I hope I get the chance to do it.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that now, particularly in movies. The Snow White movie that's out now. And then you've got Abraham Lincoln, who's fighting vampires.
Yeah.
You can have a lot of fun with these
things,
can't
you? I'm very excited for Abraham Lincoln, I got to tell you.
But there are a lot of ways you can go. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's you're taking what was a great, creative, imaginative story And you're just taking it one step further, aren't you?
Yeah, and a lot of the original fairy tales, the characters don't have a lot of personality, and they're not meant to, because they were meant to be morality lessons when they were first sort of created and retold. So the listener was supposed to be able to put themselves in the place of these characters and learn the things these characters were learning. And so it's really fun to give them personalities and sort of decide how a person, not just sort of a statue of a human being, would react to having their grandmother eaten by a werewolf, or, you know, having some fishy girl hit on your man, that kind of thing.
She is author Jackson Pierce. Her latest is called Fathomless, which it sounds like much more to come. Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you.